Welcome to the Canvas Rebel podcast, where we believe your story matters. Your viewpoint and your insights matter. In our view, there is far too much coverage of the trends that ivory tower professors and billionaire fund managers are seeing. What's the edge in hearing the billionaire consensus view over and over again? The edge comes from hearing new perspectives and new information, like from the wedding planner who's worked with hundreds of couples during the pandemic and has noticed that new couples are allocating significantly more of their wedding budgets on small details like personalized neon signs, or hearing from an accountant who's seeing how there is a huge uptick in e-commerce clients generating revenue from in-person pop-ups. Those sorts of insights are what Canvas Rebel is all about. And today, Madison is chatting with some of our content partners about trends and lessons learned. Content partners help us in so many ways, from sponsoring our mission to spreading the word about the work that we do and collaborating with us on content like this. And so with no further ado, here's Madison with today's panel.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Madison. Thank you so much for joining me on the very first one-on-one, or I guess I should say two-on-one, Canvas Rebel podcast episode. I am so excited to have this beautiful couple here with me today who, if you have not seen them on social media, you definitely need to be watching their content because it's hilarious and heartwarming, and I'm just so excited to have you both on the show. So let's get started with some introductions.
Thank you, Madison.
Thanks for having us. My name is Abby Sola.
My name is Shay.
And together we're the Shows on social media, Instagram, TikTok, all of the above. And there we create content around relationships, just trying to make relationships fun and enjoyable.
Yeah, our goal is to see happily ever after last forever for couples.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. So tell me, let's start out by asking, how did you meet and what's your background story?
Sure. Okay, so we met through my sister indirectly, right? My sister had been trying to hook me up with her for a very long time. I probably should not use the word hook up, but she had been trying to connect me with her for a long time. And in
so
my
let
head,
me add that his sister and my sister are friends. And oh, that's okay. How you're about me.
Yeah. And so for me, my mindset was, why will I want to date my sister's friend's sister? That's gross. And so I did not listen to her at all. And then I met her at a graduation party of one of my friends. This was like back in the days, right? And I was like, man, maybe she's not that bad. So I looked up on Facebook at that time. Facebook was trending. I was like, okay, she's really nice. Sister, what were you saying again? So I made my sister plan a fake movie night, right? The goal of the movie night was for me to meet Abby Sola. But, you know, we told everybody, hey, it's a movie and game night. Come eat snacks and all. And so we invited her and then she came.
And I didn't know this movie night was planned until like years after we were married. I just thought it was a movie night.
Wow. That is amazing. So how long have you been married, or how long have you been together?
11 years this year.
Oh, so we've been married 11 years this year. And we've been together for
16 years now.
Wow.
I love that. So you talk about this concept of making happily ever after last forever. How can our audience do that? How can we keep the spark lasting for a long time?
You're diving right into it.
Yeah, let me hit you with the tough questions.
You know, maybe the lady should answer
first. I would say that one thing that I've noticed, even with my platonic relationships, is that when you're having fun together, the relationship just kind of thrives, right? Hey, let's go grab lunch. Hey, let's go grab breakfast, whatever it is. And you're just genuinely enjoying those relationships, or you're calling each other on the phone or texting, hey, did you hear this funny story? And you're laughing about things that are like, to someone else, it's probably not even funny, but you're just enjoying those like minor moments.
Yeah.
And I think just finding joy in those little moments over time, it just makes the relationship much more sustainable.
Yeah.
Versus like seeing the, you know, the relationship as, oh, this is my husband and this is my wife and I'm supposed to do X and Y. Like, just see it as a friendship that's meant to be enjoyed and just continuing to have fun in that way.
Yeah, I absolutely echo that, because I think the reason why we're such good friends in our relationship is we started as good friends even before we started dating. Fun fact about the story I mentioned, right? Even though we planned that movie night and she came and I met her and I eventually got her Facebook, not her number, you know, it still took a while for me and for us to start dating because we just focused more on being friends. Yeah. And I think the idea of being friends carried through into our relationship where no matter how bad things get, we know that, you know, I've got your back, you've got my back. And then we infuse fun in the everyday moments, right? For example, yesterday night, we were about to fall asleep, but we were both hungry. And so we just decided to come downstairs and make plantain chips and just, you know, moment for no reason. But that, I think, is part of what keeps the spark alive throughout the relationship.
Yeah. Very well said. Plantain chips, that sounds amazing. Normally, I just order Taco Bell, but that sounds way better for a late night snack. Well, I know you're both so busy with creating content, being married, working, having kids. How do you balance all of that? How do you manage your time?
That's a very great question. And I think it's definitely something that we're continuing to figure out every day. So initially when we started content, we started as just doing it for fun. Mm-hmm. And then obviously it started to gain traction and we're like, oh, maybe there's something here. And we started to have some strategy behind our content and we started to take it more seriously. And at the time I still had my full-time job. And he also was working full time and I was definitely going crazy. Yeah. But I just saw it as I'm going to put in my all for a period of time. So I'm going to define the period of time at which I have to decide, do I want to keep going down this track or do I want to, you know, just pull away from it? So I literally, we poured in everything and grew our page to a certain point where we were like, okay, I think we can now take this. I can now take this full time. So at some point, I did quit my job about this time last year, actually.
Wow.
And that helped a lot in terms of like balancing content with, you know, being a mom, housework and everything. One thing, I don't think that everyone needs to do that, but for us, it just kind of makes sense because then I was more available with the kids. I was able to.
Now, the flip side of that is then my life got crazy busy right after that, right? Because my job ended up being in New York City. And so we're living in Maryland. I'm traveling all the way to New York every now and then, every other week, actually. Ooh. And so in between that, we have content and, you know, we have to be parents, right? Because we have kids and we don't want them to just be on their devices all the so ultimately I think we just figured there are times where we just batch record our content.
Yeah.
There are times where we forget content and we just focus on being parents and on life. Yeah. Right. I think now we're getting to the point where we're outsourcing some of the tasks that take up a lot of our time so that we can or part of just the content creation, you know, hire someone to do the editing, hire someone to do the brand management, things like that.
Yeah.
That's great. What has been the biggest challenge for the two of you as a couple that creates content together? And how have you been able to overcome that?
Oh, wow.
That's a deep question.
Oh, I think I lost you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you're good now.
So I was saying before, you know, we started like really getting deep into content, like our followers would be like, you guys are so cute. Do you ever fight? You know, and I'll be like, I'm sure we do like have, you know, conversations about things that we disagree on. And then a couple years into content, I was like, yes, we fight. We fight about content.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think that we're different people in the things that are interesting to us, in the things that are engaging to us, and bringing those two different creative minds together. We definitely have some, you know, some friction there. But I think we found a way to balance it and pull on each other's strengths to create something that's so much more tangible.
Yeah. So, for example, I'm a very creative person. I like to come up with crazy creative concepts. And she's a very calm and structured person that she likes to, you know, do things that, you know, according to a plan. Well, the creative and the plan, do they always go together? Because we're going down the path and all of a sudden I pull like a turn. And I'm like,
oh, yeah,
let's try this completely ridiculous thing. For example, we're trying to record a video about us maybe cooking. And all of a sudden, I start talking about, hey, let's do a dance video right in the middle of cooking. And on the one hand, you know, we can just incorporate it. But sometimes you're just going down that path and you really don't want to change because you have a vision, right?
Yeah.
And so I think part of that is what led to a lot of our arguments, disagreements while creating content. But the good part is we're still together. So
yes. Yeah. It's been a great learning experience for us, learning a lot about how he works, because a lot of times we don't work. Our co-workers are not our spouses. In right. this case, my co-worker is my spouse. So I'm understanding how he works and how his brain works. And it's just so different from mine. But I think it helps me to get closer to him in the sense that I know him so much better. This yep. other side of him that I never was exposed to. Yeah,
absolutely. What relationship advice would you share with our audience members who are listening at home?
Ah, okay. I mean, I guess depending on the stage they are, right? If they are not yet in a relationship, I'd say, you know, make a lot of friends, right? And then mm-hmm. as you're making friends, start looking through to determine which one, you know, you'd like to have a deeper friendship with, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, it's great to see a person like the person and want to date the person. But in the end, what keeps you in that relationship is nothing about, you know, the person's looks or how well you vibe together. In the end, it's the values you and the person share, right? Mm-hmm. It's the yeah. way you and the person think, you know, the way you just handle each things, talk to each other, and the way you overcome disagreements. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's kind of what I would say for those who are not yet in a relationship. And then do you have advice for those in a relationship?
Yeah, I randomly thought about those who are in a relationship and don't have kids yet. And mm-hmm. I would like to say, enjoy that phase of your life. because it is interesting also when the kids come, but it's a different kind of interesting. Yeah. So you're not going to get the previous type of interesting again. So enjoy that phase while it lasts, you know, go out. You don't have to think about going out. You don't have yeah. to think about getting a babysitter, you know, all of those complicated things. Like now we're planning like a getaway weekend in DC and like we're like calling all the grandmas who's available to come watch the kids and all of that. So enjoy that spontaneity while you can. And then obviously for those who have been married for much longer and are getting bored in their relationship, I would say just try to find fun in the mundane things. Like, yes, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? We all sat down on the carpet. We were all playing Uno with the kids. And I looked around and I'm like, this is nice. Like, this is really nice.
Yeah. Aw.
Having those little moments where you're like, you know, you try to have fun. Like, don't just be on your phone on TikTok or on Instagram and that kind of thing. Go out, go have ice cream or, yeah. you know, frozen yogurt, that
date
kind of
night
thing.
With another couple.
Yeah, we have done that a few times. Yeah, so.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question not on the list, but this just came to mind. So I create content. I'm a photographer myself. My whole life is online and everything revolves around that. And my boyfriend, I love him to death, but he is not a social media person. And it drives me nuts. I'm like, I would love to make this funny TikTok with you. And he's like, well, first of all, I don't believe in TikTok. And second of all, I don't want to do a dance or I don't want to do this thing. And I'm like, no, but it would be so cute and it would perform so well. And he's so cute. Of course it would, like, it would do well because if, you know, people would love to look at him, at least I think. But how do you, that's something we're navigating is like balance between somebody who's chronically online and somebody who's not chronically online and how we work together through that. Because my love language is taking photos together and planning photo sessions and filming date nights and trips and things like that. So I guess what advice would you share for couples who have two opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of content creation?
That's very interesting. I actually never had a social media presence. Like, I disliked social media previously.
Yeah. Wow. We wouldn't
have social media at all. Burley had a page that he would never post on. He had like 2 followers. and then I was the one who, I guess, I had a blog and I had a social media page to kind of like push, you know, traffic to my blog. Mm-hmm. how this whole page started, actually, was I had that page and like one day randomly, just like you asked your boyfriend, I was like, hey, you want to do a dance with me? And
but even before that, yeah, right, I think the way you got me involved was having me take the photos for you.
That's true.
So I didn't feature in the photos. I just took the photos with all my complaints and frustrations. I took the photos. But gradually I got more used to the process of supporting her with her blog.
Yeah.
And then I think then you hit 1,000 followers on the blog or something like that. And so she wanted to celebrate. And, you know, the content she was writing at that point had to do with relationships. So, you know, she convinced me with a lot of pleading and begging and bribes and all of that, that, you know, I should do a celebratory dance with her. Mm-hmm. And so I begrudgingly did it. I actually was quite impressed with the metrics. And so I kind of suggested maybe we should do another one after like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I would say to you, though, that I think everybody has their different interests.
Yeah.
And I can see how social media is not the interest for everyone, because it is. I mean, when you think about it from the outside in, it's like, that's weird, you know?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. I can see how it's not for everyone. But I would say to probably more like educate him on the prospects of why am I doing this, right? What is my why? Like, this is why I'm doing this. This is why it matters to me. Mm-hmm. And at the minimum, getting his support in what you're doing. So he doesn't have to be in it. I mean, because everyone's different. Like, my son doesn't like to be in content, for example. But he understands why we do it and he supports us. Mm-hmm. Some days I would ask him, hey, do you want to be in this content? And he'll say no. Some other days I'll say, hey, do you want to be in it? And he'll say, I guess. and I respect how he feels about it. But I just make sure he understands the why mommy and daddy does this.
Yeah.
So. And final tip, there's some couples that I've seen where the guy never shows. Maybe he shows his hand, he shows his leg, but just not his face.
Yeah.
And so that can be the way where, you know, you suggest to him that it's okay, show your hands. Nobody
like a soft launch, even though we've been dating for a long time.
But like he mentioned the word mystery. I like that there's that mystery about him. Yes. Like people know that there's this person there, but they don't know too much about him. I think that's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, that could be fun to explore. Well, that's great advice. Sorry for the overshare. I just felt like asking that. You're both very wise. Well, my final question before we wrap up for today, I would love to know what's next for the two of you in 2024. What do you have on the agenda?
Okay, that's exciting.
Fun things. The biggest one, well, not biggest, but one big thing that we're working on is a YouTube show. It is a dating show for 30 plus.
Amazing.
Because we have a lot of friends we've been in conversations with. We're in our mid-30s, mid to late.
Hey, I'm not that old, okay?
We're in our 30s and having friends in their 30s who are single. And it just makes me think, what is going on out there in the dating world, and how can we make, I would say, provide value to people who are in that phase of life and desire to be in a relationship. So that's the goal of that show. We're hard in the works of making that happen. And we're currently casting. So if anyone's interested, let us know.
Yeah, just visit our website or DM us on Instagram. We'll cast you into the show.
I love that. Anything else that you're excited about? More amazing dance videos, more content creation, brand collabs, growing together as a couple?
So I have a very bad memory and I forget a lot of things, by the way. But I feel like there's one big one that we have coming up.
We have a lot. I mean, we have, for example, we have a book that I've been working hard on.
That's amazing. I lost you again.
No.
Can you hear us?
Yes. Okay, I'll have you say that one more time.
Okay. So one thing that we're working on is a book. And some people may know our story of, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people may know our story of getting married as sickle cell carriers, which means that we have a 25% chance of having a child with sickle cell. And so just the story of navigating that and all that goes into it. What is sickle cell? how do you prevent having a child? How do you prevent, you know, having a child with sickle cell? Yeah. You know, what is the future of sickle cell? What is research going on? All of that information is in the book. So that's a big, big project for us right now.
That is incredible. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm so excited to see more and just tune in to all that you're accomplishing with the book and the show and continuing to create content. I'm very excited.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on the show. This was great.
Absolutely. You guys are awesome.